peaking, and the price is still too low for real profits. The fear of lack of storage has been overcome with lower production. Refiner prices have recovered in surprising fashion. Meanwhile, the markets have overlooked the $38 million on unemployment payments. That is 14.5% of the workforce, a Great Depression number, though then we lacked unemployment payments. And it seems unlikely all of them will be rehired, especially given an in-home wage of $15 an hour while watching television. In a normal environment, stocks would need a pullback from these momentum peaks. Given the closures in blue states and resulting protests, this might be a good time to locate Thoreau's essay, Civil Disobedience, written in the late 1840s. People are still disobeying government orders they dislike. Dennis Elam is an assistant professor at Texas A&M San Antonio and a 1966 graduate of Andrews High School, and blogs at themarketperspective.com. Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections. This is the Reporting Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Reporting Library of West Texas Radio. And
now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 63 and partly cloudy. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s. Then, tomorrow, sunny with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, May 24th, 2020. Make food safety a priority this weekend, by Levi Stone, RN, MSN, Chief Nursing Officer. It's in hope you take time this Memorial Day weekend to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in defending our country and way of life. Some honor the fallen with raising Old Glory, and others may do so by researching the many heroes who gave their lives and their stories of honor, courage, and duty. For some, it is remembering a loved one whose absence still hurts to this very day. Regardless of how we pay our respects, food is often a bond in bringing friends and families together as we pay tribute to this Memorial Day weekend. While it may be furthest from our minds, food safety, by way of preparing, cooking, and storing, should be a priority to avoid foodborne illness. Foodborne illnesses, also known as food poisoning, tends to be more prevalent in the spring and summer months. A major reason behind this is directly attributed to how fast bacteria develop when exposed to warmer temperatures. Since bacteria grows most rapidly between a range of 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit, additional precautions must be taken to keep from getting sick. Referred to as the danger zone by the United States Department of Agriculture, food exposed to between the temperature range of 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit beyond 1 hour produces an optimal environment for bacteria to proliferate. Another cause for foodborne illness is simply not incorporating proper sanitation and hand washing when handling, cooking, or eating food. Four measures everyone should include when cooking and eating foods include clean. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water before, during, and after handling food items. Also, wash cutting boards, utensils, knives, and any surfaces food comes in contact with using hot soapy water before and after each food item is being prepared. Finally, rinse produce and remove all visible dirt and grime. Remove and discard the outermost leaves of lettuce and other leafy vegetables, since bacteria grow well on the cut surfaces of fruits and vegetables. Separate. Avoid cross-contamination of food products by keeping them separated during preparation. Raw meat and poultry should never come in contact with fruits and vegetables and should be prepared separately. After preparing raw meat and poultry, be sure to wash your hands, utensils, cutting boards, and countertops before proceeding to the next food items. Lastly, do not use the same platter for retrieving cooked meat from the grill that was used to hold the meat before it was cooked. Cook. Cook meats thoroughly to an internal temperature of at least 160 degrees Fahrenheit to sufficiently kill bacteria. Invest in a good meat thermometer and check by placing the thermometer into the deepest portion of any beef, pork, lamb, poultry, fish, or eggs you are cooking. Be sure to clean your thermometer in hot soapy water after each use. Chill. Coordinate your meal planning to ensure all dishes are ready at the same time to avoid items being left out for greater than 1 hour. Bacteria grow rapidly at room temperature and even more so when left outdoors. Refrigerate leftovers promptly within an hour after serving and divide larger portions of food items into smaller containers to allow faster cooling during refrigeration and or freezing. If you are ever in doubt of how long food has been left out, throw it out. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, estimates that 1 in 6 Americans, or 48 million people, gets sick, 128,000 are hospitalized, and 3,000 die from foodborne diseases. While these stats are alarming, most of these illnesses can be prevented following the basic measures of clean, separate, cook, and chill, which will help keep you and your gut healthy this Memorial Day. For more information, access the web at www.foodsafety.gov.
Hello. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, May 24th, 2020. Page 2, read. Master Gardeners, Compost Tea Boosts Plant Health by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. Social distancing. Standing in line outside my favorite grocery store last month, I found strategically placed blackberry plants for sale. The week before, a friend had gifted me 2 big plastic tubs. I had time on my hands, so why not combine the two and give it a shot? The plants were alive several weeks later, but not thriving, so I added compost tea. In 2 weeks, they have grown 12 inches. So what is compost tea, and how do you make your own? Compost tea is the liquid off of the worm castings, poop. Composting worms are red wigglers, not the earthworms that you find in your healthy flower beds. Red wigglers are worms that turn food scraps, newspapers, and cardboard into rich compost, which can be added to plants and gardens or used as compost tea to water plants. It takes little space, little work, and is a great way to recycle paper and cardboard, as well as kitchen waste and some plants, to give your garden and flower beds nutrients. These worms like the dark, so you will need a container that allows no light. Ventilation is a must. One of the easiest, cheapest containers has proved to be 2 styrofoam nesting ice chests available at most dollar stores. Remove the lid to the first one and use a screwdriver to punch two or three holes in the bottom. Then set it inside the second one. If you do that, you will need enough space for the liquid to drip into the bottom bin, so just set a brick at each end of the bottom bin to add space between them. Add wet shredded paper, paper towels, or other paper. Then add fruit, grain, crushed eggshells, coffee grounds with the filter, tea bags, or other vegetable material. Leaves and other yard trimmings can be part of the bedding. Punch several holes in the top for ventilation and keep in a shaded spot. Add your worms, which are sometimes sold as bait. Be sure the package says red wigglers. Many gardeners are worm composters and are usually glad to share a few with you. They can be kept indoors. They don't smell when done correctly, and having them close will be a reminder to check on them. Don't use cat or dog droppings, meat, fish, or oil because they attract pests. Always use gloves when working with your worms. They need to be fed and checked on every few days. The mixture should not be too wet and should look like a damp sponge. If it looks wet, simply add more shredded paper. The holes in the bottom allow any excess moisture to drip through the holes and collect in the bottom chest. This is your compost tea. Add water to dilute it so that it looks like very weak tea and water your plants. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org.
Houseplants Need TLC by Jeanette Castanon, horticulturalist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. Houseplants are sometimes thought of as hardy and difficult to kill. They are usually tropical plants and can survive the atmosphere inside your home. This is partially true. They do still require some TLC to stay alive as well. When selecting an interior plant, make sure you are choosing healthy plants with no insects and the least amount of diseased foliage. Avoid chlorotic and brown leavers as well wilted of water-damaged leaves. Plants with new flowers and leaf buds are the best choice. With every plant selection, it is better to purchase varieties that will already do well in the environment you are placing them in, opposed to altering your environment drastically to suit the plant. When examining light levels for your indoor plants, consider three aspects: intensity, duration, and quality. Light intensity greatly alters growing patterns. One plant may produce abnormal growth if grown in low light, while another may thrive in low light conditions. Pay attention to the label and what the variety you chose prefers. Watering plants can be tricky for some. Too little and the plant wilts, too little and you can cause root rot. Too much and you can cause root rot. A good rule to follow is just feeling the soil. For a larger pot, stick your finger down about 2 inches. If the soil is still wet, do not water. For a smaller pot, go down 1 inch to monitor soil moisture. Water your soil until it runs out at the bottom. This ensures that the water has fully reached all roots. Make sure to not let the runoff sit in the collection plate. This water has carried a lot of the salt out of the soil, and we do not want the soil to absorb this back. Most indoor plants enjoy humidity. If you do not want to purchase a humidifier exclusively for your indoor plants, you can bring them into the restroom while you shower and let the steam hit them. Proper care of your indoor plants will help increase their longevity. Make sure you do proper research of what you're taking home, especially if you have indoor animals that may be affected if they ingest these plants. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org.
Red Wigglers Turn Scraps and Paper into Compost by Debbie Rowland, Permian Basin Master Gardener. Social distancing, standing in line outside my favorite grocery store last month, I found strategically placed blackberry plants for sale. The week before, a friend had gifted me two big plastic tubs. I had time on my hands, so why not combine the two and give it a shot? The plants were alive several weeks later, but not thriving, so I added compost tea. In 2 weeks, they have grown 12 inches. So, what is compost tea and how do you make your own? Compost tea is the liquid off of worm castings, poop. Composting worms are red wigglers, not the earthworms you find in your healthy flower beds. Red wigglers are worms that turn food scraps, newspapers, and cardboard into rich compost that can be added to plants and gardens or used as compost tea to water plants. It takes little space, little work, and is a great way to recycle paper and cardboard, as well as kitchen waste, and some plants to give your garden and flower beds nutrients. These worms like the dark, so you will need a container that doesn't allow any light. Ventilation is a must. One of the easiest, cheapest containers are two styrofoam nesting ice chests available at most dollar stores. Remove the lid off one and use a screwdriver to punch two or three holes in the bottom, then set it inside the second chest. Plastic bins can also be used. If you do that, you will need enough space for the liquid to drip into the bottom bin, so just set a brick at each end of the bottom bin to add space between them. Add wet, shredded paper, then add fruit, grain, crushed eggshells, coffee grounds with a filter, tea bags or other vegetable material. Leaves and other yard trimmings can be part of the bedding. Punch several holes in the top for ventilation and keep in a shaded spot. Add your worms, which are sometimes sold as bait. Be sure the package says red wigglers. Many gardeners are worm composters and are usually glad to share a few with you. They can be kept indoors. They don't smell when done correctly, and having them close will be a reminder to check on them. Don't use cat or dog droppings, meat, fish, or oil, because these will attract pests. Always use gloves when working with your worms. They need to be fed and checked on every few days. The mixture should not be too wet and should look like a damp sponge. If it looks wet, simply add more shredded paper. The holes in the bottom will allow any excess moisture to drip through the holes and collect in the bottom chest. This is your compost tea. Add water to dilute it so that it looks like very weak tea and water your plants. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 686-4700 or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org.
This article is entitled Midlander Creates Ranch Water Hard Seltzer by J.C. Lewis. A new hard seltzer is available on shelves just in time for summer. Lone River Ranch Water, which was created in Midland, is unlike any hard seltzer currently on the market, according to Katie Beal Brown, founder and CEO of Lone River Beverage Company. I spend a lot of time in the area, Midland, but we also spend a lot of time out at my grandparents' ranch near Fort Davis in far west Texas, said Brown, who was born and raised in Midland and is a fourth-generation West Texan. Brown said that the ranch water seltzer has always been ingrained in her family's gatherings and culture. I think part of that is really what inspired what we're doing now, she said. I did move away from Texas after college for a little bit, and I think just being homesick for Texas, I really started to reach for ranch water as a taste of home and reminder of my family and our time at the ranch. Brown said she wants to help tell the story of West Texas and its relationship to ranch water. West Texas is a very unique place that maybe a lot of people don't have the chance to visit, or it hasn't been at the top of their list because it is relatively remote for a lot of people to get to, Beale Brown said. It's a place that's been really close to my heart and my family's heart. That's really kind of what inspired this journey, just getting back to my roots. While introducing the drink to friends who are not from West Texas, Brown said she saw the opportunity to make a portable version of traditional ranch water. I found that in a lot of scenarios where we wanted to share it with friends, we were in a place or doing an activity where it was difficult to make a lot of them or tote around a glass, she said. As people were asking Brown about the unfamiliar drink, she began doing a deep dive into the history of ranch water. I came across the legend behind it, she said. It was originally concocted by a wild-haired rancher in the 1960s near Fort Davis. The Lone River Ranch Water is a blend of carbonized seltzer, 100% organic agave, natural lime juice, and a gluten-free alcohol base. She said she didn't see much difference among brands, current hard seltzer brands. It is similar to a light beer in a can, and that fits in a traditional koozie, unlike other hard seltzers with skinny cans. We liked the idea of drinking a hard seltzer, but we didn't feel like the kind of seltzer that we wanted existed yet, she said. Building the brand has been a passion for her. Brown has a background in advertising and marketing. She had worked with a few clients in the alcoholic beverage industry before launching Lone River Ranch Water. The company will be rolling out two new flavors soon. The introduction of a spicy ranch water would make Ranch Water Beverage Company the only company with a spicy hard seltzer, she said. A Rio Red Grapefruit Ranch Water will be available by August. Brown said they have been working to get the hard seltzer available in bars in Midland and Odessa, and they have been working with bar owners during this difficult economic time. It is available at grocery stores such as H-E-B and Albertsons, as well as convenience stores and liquor stores. Beale Brown said ranch water is a great drink to describe West Texas. I really think of West Texans as no-frills, get-the-job-done kind of people, she said. It's really interesting when you think about ranch water, just given how simple the ingredients and flavor profile is. It's very much that same sentiment of a no-frills, get-the-job-done kind of drink.
Splash pad at the ballpark to open today. Many of the city's playgrounds and other recreational facilities have opened or are preparing to open. Scheduled to open today is the splash pad at Security Bank Ballpark. It will be open 1 to 7 p.m. daily, except on Wednesdays when it will be closed for maintenance. Entry will be from the ballpark's southeast gate. The area will be monitored by city staff, who will allow entrance to a maximum of 30 people, 25% of capacity. Children under 14 must be accompanied by an adult. Guests will be expected to practice social distancing, stand 6 feet apart. Restrooms will not be open, and food and drinks, except water, are not allowed. Anyone who does not feel well, even if it's seasonal allergies, or who has been in close contact with someone who is sick, should not enter the splash pad area. Doug Russell and Washington Aquatic Centers may open by early June. The Parks and Recreation Division is working to hire and train staff. Anyone interested in becoming a lifeguard, pool manager, attendant, or cashier visit https://www.midlandtexas.gov/jobs. Applicants must be 15 years or older. Beal Skate Park and Park Playgrounds opened Friday. The exception is Dennis the Menace Park, which remains closed for maintenance. Rentals at Beal Ranch House, Park Pavilions, MLK Activity Room and Auditorium are to begin Friday. Attendance is limited to 25% capacity. The city's athletic fields will open for practices May 31st and for games June 15th. Library's first hour is for high-risk patrons. Midland County Public Library reopened earlier this month while taking extra precautions for the safety of patrons and staff. In accordance with Governor Greg Abbott's guidelines, occupancy will be limited to 25% capacity. Both branches will be open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. The first hour of each day, 10 to 11 a.m., is reserved for high-risk patrons, including those who are 65 and older, and children 5 and younger, accompanied by an adult. All types of materials are available for checkout, and patrons will have access to free Wi-Fi and public computers. To minimize contact, circulation desks will offer only self-checkout, and services such as printing, copying, faxing, and notaries will not be available. Meeting and study rooms are not open for reservations. High-touch areas will be cleaned every 2 hours. Curbside service will be available at the downtown branch only. Virtual programs and digital resources remain available on the library's website and social media.
Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org. Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas community update.
Soup Kitchen resumes to-go meals. The Midland Soup Kitchen, 1401 Orchard Lane, will resume serving to-go meals. The nonprofit, operated by Jason and Nancy Ivy and their sons, Jay Anthony and Nathan, serves lunch starting at 11:30 a.m.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 60 and partly cloudy. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s. Then, tomorrow, sunny with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Coronavirus updates, weekdays at 1.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, the Alpine Avalanche, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer. Read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org. Hello, this is Michael reading the Big Bend Sentinel for the week of May 24th, 2020. These articles were published on Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. Presidio County reports second highest unemployment rate in the state, by Abby Perot. Presidio County recorded a 20.7 unemployment rate for April 2020, the second highest rate in the state of Texas, according to the Texas Labor Market Information's Local Area Unemployment Statistics Report for April 2020. Presidio had previously had the fifth highest unemployment rate in March at 10.9%, showing the drastic drop in employment between March and April, locally. Presidio has long lagged behind other counties and was ninth highest unemployed county a year ago at 5.1%,